This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode on the Mind Mastery series. Thank you so much for tuning in for another episode. Today we will continue with our discussion that we started off on the last episode, talking about cognitive biases and confirmation biases. If you recall, we mentioned that these biases tend to impact the quality of decisions that we make in our life. They also impact the judgments that we make about people in our life. What is the point that we are trying to make? The point that we're trying to make was in the last episode that you need to shed some of these biases. You need to move towards being more neutral in your opinion. How will this happen? This can only happen when you're willing to let go of these biases. And how does that happen? If you have cognitive rigidity, if you want to stay stubborn with your opinion about people, stay stubborn about your opinion about situations in life, how on earth will you be able to have cognitive flexibility? Successful people have cognitive flexibility, which means they are willing to explore different opinions. They don't want to have preconceived notions. They don't want to carry assumptions in situations which come up in their life. That's what we are discussing in this video. Assumptions versus facts. We are making assumptions at all time, aren't we? As much as we may hate making assumptions, we keep saying, isn't it? Don't make assumptions. But the reality is, we are all making assumptions. I give you an example. You receive an email on your inbox from your supervisor or your subordinate. You start to judge the tone of the email. The tone of the email is not right. Why has he used this word? Or why has she used this word? Or if you don't receive an email from your subordinate or your supervisor and you were expecting an email, you start to assume again. Why has he or she not emailed me? Sometimes we assume, why has someone emailed us? There was no need to send me an email. So we are putting ourselves into a situation where any response that comes from a person, we are reacting to it. Why? Because of our assumptions that we have created about people, about situations in life. Someone doesn't turn up for an event or an invitation, you start to form opinions there as well. You start to assume that, well, they haven't attended the event because they wanted to disrespect me. That's an assumption that you have formed. You fall sick, you start to assume that, oh, I've fallen sick because something else could have happened to me. Something serious is happening within me. Why assume things? Have you tested yourself? Or have you put yourself through facts? The point that we are trying to make is, decisions in life and opinions in life should be purely based on facts. At your workplace or at your personal space, you need to focus on facts when you're making decisions. Decisions made on assumptions, on guesses, on biases, on preconceived notions are bound to fail, are bound to embarrass you in real life. But decisions which are based on facts, on researches, on tried and tested experiments, for example, they will never disappoint you. They will never embarrass you. Look, there are times when at your workplace you may have to take decisions at the spur of the moment. You may not get time to do your research. You may not get time to look for facts. In such situation, go with your gut feeling. Take a decision. But the point I'm trying to make is, why would you want to allow people and their opinions and their thoughts and the assumptions to reign in your mind, to take control of your mind? Why are you allowing it to control your mind? You have to manage your thoughts. You need to take better control of your life. The quality of your life is in your hands, is in your mind, is in your thoughts. You can fine-tune your thoughts to improve it, to purify it, and to work towards something which is more factual, more pragmatic approach, a more neutral approach to dealing with situations in life. Thank you so much for watching this video. Please remember to like, share, and subscribe to our channel.